to end.
This is a necessary protection. I'm quite willing for it to go through scrutiny by the appropriate committees and look at their recommendations. But at the end of the day, I do think it ought to be reauthorized, and we ought to move expeditiously, and I would hope in a fairly unified fashion.
But on this issue, such unity has yet to emerge. David Walna, NPR News, Washington.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Todd Gleason from University of Illinois Extension. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. Checking now the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group. July soft red winter wheat for the day at 505 is 6 cents higher. July hard red at 526, up 8 3/4. May corn 4 cents higher at 376.5. July there at 383, 3.5 higher. December at $4.5, up 3 cents. May beans at 981.5 or 11 higher. The November contract at 963.75. That's up a dime for the day. Bean meal up 230. Bean oil 67 cents higher. Live cattle futures up $1.40 in the nearby April. April feeders are down a nickel, but the May futures are up $1.35. And lean hogs at 71.25 or 55 cents higher. On the phone line to help us take a look at these numbers and talk about what's going to happen for, a couple of weeks, I suppose. Well, he'll probably talk about what's happening today and some of the technicals is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Well, we are cool here, 56 degrees at this time outside the studios in Urbana-Champaign on the University of Illinois campus and in Mandeville, Louisiana. How are you faring?
Well, we're a little bit cool in the mornings, but we do run the air conditioners yet in the afternoon. You almost have to for the humidity. It's just getting that time of year where humidity's starting to pick up and is telling us that summer's on its way, at least down here anyway.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the trade. It appears to me that both the wheat and the soybeans are moving more than anything else today. What do you think about those two marketplaces?
Well, I think a lot of things are kind of coming together. Number one, the trading funds, and we have two, everybody gets a little confused about index funds and trading funds and whatnot. The trading funds have been big sellers of this market over the past several weeks, and open interest has increased significantly. A lot of your technical indicators are down at the bottom. You have the oversold technical condition, and now I think here this morning now with this rally in beans, at least the black box that I've designed is going long here this morning. We'll see what happens after it goes. It's going from short to long. Corn's not that far away from going from short to long, so that's kind of what the trading funds are looking at. The other thing is the corn planting is not going as fast as everyone thought it was going to a couple of weeks ago because of the cool weather. We still have a lot of people basically stuck in the mud along the Ohio River Valley, both in southern Indiana and Ohio and northern Kentucky. And things ain't quite off to a real good start in the Delta. So I think we're getting, then the dollar, if you look at the dollar chart over the past several weeks, it's been basically tracking sideways and looking to kind of turn down for a downward correction. And then, of course, we had a pretty decent set of weekly export sales numbers. They weren't necessarily on fire, but they were all better than what the trade was looking at. So I think we've come to this point in time in the month where the shorts are going to have to start covering. There's just no bearish news here to keep the momentum to the downside in place.
That doesn't mean we'll pop up very much. How much of a pop do you think there might be in the market yet?
Well, I look at the soybean market as having developed a broadening type bottom, and that is where the lows kept getting lower and the highs kept getting higher here, basically during March and April. And if we could get May beans, we're going to be right up against the resistance here at this 82, 83 level. If we could maybe close beans above 85, I think that would open up the gates then for us to pop above the high that we had here back in the first part of April, which would be like 93, and that would give us maybe a shot to $10. And this strength is kind of coming at the right time, because if we would do that, we would trace out a nice reversal to the upside coming off of that March 31st report. We made a lower low in March, and if we would close higher at the upper end of the range, the price range of April, we'd have a month reversal to the upside. So that would imply that better news is coming at us down the road, at least from a technical point of view. If you take a look at the corn market, my guess here on these corn, we still have to kind of get a pop above Monday's high here of 404.75. If we could do that, then I think that would kind of open the gates then for us to take a run back toward the top end of this sideways trading range that we've had, which has been kind of the top end of this, has been this 420, 422 area. And if you'd ever break above 422, then you could probably, the technicians would probably begin to talk about something around 440 type thing. But one day at a time, we're only, this is the first day up of the week. And but the good thing is that we were able to hold above that March low at 392.5, and technicians then will view that as generally positive. You could almost begin to maybe visualize a head and shoulder bottom formation developing in corn. But first things first, we need to get a good solid close above this 404-405, and I think then the gates begin to open then for a much stronger rally.
Bird flu or avian flu, positive or a negative to the marketplace at this point?
Well, it's a negative. I mean, any time you chop off or at least cut off some demand in the corn market, and that is where we're kind of slow anyway based upon USDA's numbers, our feed usage is not running the way we would like to have seen, at least during the first 6 months. Now, maybe this last 6 months of the marketing year, feed usage will pick up. And I think both Darrell and Scott has kind of mentioned that to you, that maybe this feed usage may turn out a little better than what everybody was looking at after that report.
Indeed,
yeah. The bird flu deal is, what, at least seasonally, is on the decline, because we've got all the migratory birds having migrated, and so what outbreaks we've had should be at least controllable, at least for the time being.
And the heat, as it gets warmer, will take care of a lot of the flu that's still existing, and of course,
sure,
eradication process of some of those birds that are already infected will do the same thing. And I guess I was trying to figure out, Dan, and I think I've got this figure right, but there are, what, about 9 million birds infected and 3.8 or chickens at one facility. So if you just kind of do the numbers, maybe that's 2 million bushels over a 6-month period or 2.5, something like that, and 6 months for the turkeys. On the rest of them, they eat a bushel each. So you're, I don't know, somewhere between 7 and 9 million bushels total. Which isn't that much in the way of corn
consumption. No, that's all in the margin of error, really, in the big picture. But, you know, it's always a concern to the market. The market always reacts, and that's why we, you know, went sharply lower earlier in the week on the reports of that, and now we're regaining part of that loss. So I think that has been priced into the market, and now the market's not looking ahead, hoping that the bird flu season is maybe behind us. But that's always a worry that we have out there. And I know it's only April 23rd, and it feels like we should be had the corn crop planted, but it's still early. I mean, there's a lot of May 10th corn, May 15th corn that makes good bushels, too. So it doesn't all have to be planted in April.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, and we will talk with him at 2:06 Central Time during the closing market report this afternoon. Coming up now on the top of the hour, it will be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. A quick look at the weather forecast tells us this afternoon we'll have sunny skies, a high near 58 degrees. It's, almost 57 outside our studios now, so we're nearly there. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. They'll gust all the way to 21 for the day and tonight. Patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear and a low of 30. The important part is tomorrow night, occasional showers, mainly after 1, a low of 44 degrees on Friday night. But there is a 80% chance of rainfall in the Urbana-Champaign area, and that 80% chance of rainfall continues through the day. Saturday drops off to 40% on Saturday night, and back to sunny skies on Sunday with a high of 61 degrees. It is the top of the hour. You're listening to WILL AM 580.